I have received one-on-one coaching from Antonio for about 5 years now, and I would say that it has helped me in ways I never dreamed of. I am not the same person that I was 5 years ago. I'm not the same person that I was 12 months ago. I'm not the same person that I was at the beginning of this week. And it's due in part to Antonio's patience and coaching. He has taken me to places. He has pushed me beyond what I wanted to be pushed. He has inspired me to be better. He has motivated me to be better. And he has walked me into the life that I have now. And I'm grateful for it. So I hope that you accept the challenge. You accept the challenge to be greater. You know, we struggle through life, and you don't have to struggle alone. Like, there are people out here that can help us get to the places that we dream of and the places we never would have imagined. And Antonio is definitely one of those people. So if you're looking for someone to guide you, just put you on the right path and give you tips and resources and encouragement along the way, I definitely recommend Antonio's one-on-one coaching.
Okay, well, welcome to our Plant Better Weekly Mindset Call. This call is designed to pour into you and so you can pour into the lives of others. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I will be your farming partner, as well as helping you plant seeds that are worthy of the quality of life that you so desire. Let's reach into our announcement part of this weekly Mindset phone call. We have a podcast called Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by myself. It is featured my assistant as well. It's available on iTunes and Podomatic. To access either of these platforms, simply visit the iTunes store from your Podomatic app, or search Brick by Brick by Antonio T. Smith Jr. on iTunes. If you miss any part of this phone call, don't panic. It will be available for download along with many different episodes and business topics and personal development tools. I am building a software tech company that's powered by artificial intelligence. It is in Texas. I refuse to move to Silicon Valley because I want to inspire this part of Texas and stimulate this part of the economy. So you will be able to hear me on the Brick by Brick podcast, build this future billion-dollar tech company. And you get to hear my ups and my downs, my faults and my mistakes. And you also get to hear and learn, and we will do things from there. Also, Brick by Brick just started a Twitter page right now. You can find that on Twitter at Brick by Brick Pod, Brick by Brick P-O-D. You can find that and follow that podcast there. Excuse me, that Twitter account there, and it'll give you everything you need about the podcast. Coaching. I do offer one-on-one coaching. There are many people on this phone call at this very moment whose lives, income, relationships have been drastically changed, increased as a result of my one-on-one coaching. If you're interested, email us at coaching@revtony.org to schedule an initial coaching session to see if you and I are a good fit for one another. If you are on this phone call, if you're ready, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, take some notes, get your note app on your phone, however you prefer to do it. If you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media outlet in which you love and desire, whenever you hear something that resonates with your spirit or speaks to your current situation, quote it and use the hashtag #PlantBetter. Allow us now to get directly into this weekly phone call. Brothers and sisters, on this phone call, at no point am I getting ready to surprise you with my next following statement. Life will knock the life right out of you. There is no doubt about it. There's something about life that life will knock all the life out of you, and then trouble will get on top of trouble, and then trouble will get on top of trouble, and then that trouble would get on top of trouble, and then new trouble would get on top of trouble, and then trouble you didn't need to see coming will get on top of trouble, and then trouble from other people in your life and whom you love will get on top of your trouble, and everybody's problems will become your emergency, and you will find yourself dealing and wishing you had time, but not have any time at all. If you are there, tonight's phone call is about you. Not just that. You may have tried and tried and tried and tried, and you find yourself filled with nothing but regret. You want to be motivated. You know you want something. You know you can do something, but you can't figure out how to get up and get out of bed, how to start that task over, how to do these things. So tonight, we're going to talk about staying motivated. I have 10 things written down for you in which I want you to focus on right now and get in staying motivated. I'm going to give you 1 through 5. What I really, if I had no option, if life was perfect, I would love for you to remember number 6. So when we get to number 6, take it very seriously, because if you don't get number 6, then you just won't get anything out of life and your life will be horrible. Number 1, in order to stay motivated, that's tonight's call, staying motivated. Number 1, you need to get serious. That's very simple. 2 words. If you want to be motivated, you need to first and foremost get serious. Everybody on this phone call and everybody who knows people on this phone call, we all have a list in which we should do. This list consists of we should lose weight. We should drink 8 glasses of water. We should apologize to our wife. We should apologize to our husband. We should go back to school, and should later becomes want. I want to lose weight, and I want to go back to school, and I want my relationship to work, and I want these things. And as long as they're in the state of want or in the state of should, you will never get these things accomplished. Listen to me and listen to me well. If you want to stay motivated, the first thing you have to do is you have to get serious about being successful. Whatever success means for you, it's impossible for anybody to identify what success means for an individual person, because success may vary. Success could be a billionaire for some person, and success can be just paying all my bills comfortably and making sure my kids are safe. Either way, if you're ever going to reach your point of success, you must first become serious. What does that mean? That means that you can't just want it anymore. That's not enough. Until you are serious about wanting something, then and only then will you be successful. What does serious look like? Serious means that if you're in school and you're writing a paper and your cell phone is next to you and you check your Facebook notifications every chance that your brain goes left or right, every time your notification goes off, you are not serious about that class. If you're reading a book to better your future and you check your phone every time your brain starts to wander off or every time the notifications go off, you are not serious about that book that would change the quality of your life. If you are doing anything and you're letting anything distract you, you are not serious about changing the quality of your life. Listen to me. You must get serious, because there's too many broke people complaining and trying to be something. There's too many fallen and failing and failed relationships because people want love, are serious about love, but not serious about keeping their spouses. There are too many people who want to be successful, but not serious about what it takes to become successful. If success was easy, everybody would be successful. In order to be successful, you must work when others are asleep. You must get up before them, and you must stay up longer than them. If you're a basketball player, you have to shoot free throws. I was mentoring a class at Lee College. I was a guest lecturer at Lee College this week, and here is exactly what I told these 20-year-old college students. The two of them, the guys were in basketball players, and I said, what's your free throw percentage? And the guy was scared to ask, and I said, it's probably 57%. And then I proceeded to rip him a new one in front of 20 students inside that class. And I told him, if your free throw percentage is 57%, and free throws only are concentration and repetition, that means you're not in the gym working on the most important part of your game, which is most certainly your weakness. And most of you are living your life in that manner. You want to be successful, but you don't have the fortitude to work your tail off because you're not serious. So instead of blaming your work ethic, you are blaming me for how you cannot be successful. And poor people always complain. Get your hashtag ready and get on, get ready to go on whatever your social network. I'm getting ready to repeat that. Poor people always complain. If you find a complainer in your life, avoid them and let them be broke in their own doo-doo cloud while you drive yourself happy to your bank and bank account. If you want to be motivated, get serious. How do you get serious? Focus on the first step. When the task is too big, most people won't take the first step. When the task is too big, most people won't take the first step. You're trying to raise $100,000 for your business. You go, oh, my God, it's $100,000. I can't do it. Nobody asked you to raise $100,000 in 24 hours. The goal was to raise $100,000. And you're saying you're running out of people to find it. If you got to stand outside of Walmart and ask 100,000 people for $1 to fund your dreams, how much will you do that? And listen, somebody would say, well, I'm an introvert, or I can't stand outside and dig. That's not something I'm going to do. Well, how bad do you want it? Because if you're not willing to ask 100,000 people to give you a dollar that they don't want or appreciate to fuel and fill your life with purpose and your dreams, and you're not serious about it. When you are serious about what you want, there is nothing that will shame you, because the only thing you will do is get to that goal. So take the first step. $100,000 is too hard. The end of your result is too hard. But if you focus on the first step, and then if you focus on the next step, and if you keep focusing on the step in front of your feet, what will happen is you will accidentally walk yourself to your finish line. Let me see if I can say that again. If you get off your duff right now and walk one foot in front of the other, it doesn't matter if your journey is 1,000,000 miles away. If you keep getting up every morning and keep walking towards your destiny, you will accidentally, on purpose, reach your destiny. How do we do this? You need to have an attitude of expectancy. Listen, you can't even be my friend if you don't expect greatness. If you're not expecting greatness, you and I cannot converse with one another. That doesn't mean that I think I'm better than you. That doesn't mean that I don't want to be your friend. But what we cannot do is be friends that communicate on a daily basis. I can only communicate with people who have an attitude of expectancy. This means I expect to be whatever blank is for you, and I expect to do that. When you have an expectancy over your own life, what that does is that does not allow people like me to treat you less than your expectancy. Listen to what I just said. If you see yourself with a certain expectancy, then I can't come in your life and treat you less than what you expect to get. As a matter of fact, if I disrespect your level of expectancy, you will remove me because I don't meet or qualify the level of your expectancy. Most of you are dating people that you would never date had you met them today. I'm going to clap for that all by myself. Listen to what I said. Most of you are fighting for relationships with people that you would never, ever, 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 ever date if you met them today. Why? Because you have grown and they have not, or they have grown. Whatever it is, you need to understand that you have a level of expectancy, and if people are not reaching that level, they are not worthy of the quality of the life that you are trying to build. Another thing you need to do, and this is still inside of number one, read and listen to positive information. I cannot stress this enough. You need to read and listen to positive information. If all you do is watch things that put you in a negative mood or watch things that are negative, what will go into you will come out of you. Whatever you put in your mind, in your body, in your eyes, whatever it is, it will physically manifest itself to your reality. So if all you do is watch reality TV shows of the negative variety, and your life around you in the real reality looks like that reality TV show in the fake reality, that's because all you're putting in your life is a negative reality. What if I stretched your mind right now and told everybody on this phone call that most successful people don't even argue? What if I told you that it is absolutely possible to have a life with no drama? What if I told you that there are people who will live the next 20 years and never get stabbed in the back and never stab anyone else in the back because they don't hang around or live in backstabbing environments? If that sounds weird to you, if you are a doubter of that, that's simply because you live on Backstab Avenue and you wonder why the only thing in your bank account is the knife that they stabbed you with. I'll move on. I know I just hurt your feelings. You need to understand that, know the one area in your skill set that's holding you back. If you want to stay motivated, if you want to get it, you need to know where you are weak at. And you need to stop being weak there anymore. If you're weak in the area, stop doing it. If you have to do it, read a book that will help you not be weak in that area again. Develop a mentality that you would rather die than fail. You need to literally develop a mentality. If you want to stay motivated, you need to develop a mentality that if I do not get this goal, I would rather die. I am dead. And lastly, inside of staying motivated, and this is my favorite one, and all successful people do this, burn all of the bridges that are keeping you safe. Burn all of the bridges that are keeping you safe. Listen to me. This is not the same thing as don't burn bridges. You don't want to burn bridges as connections. I'm saying burn all of the bridges that are keeping you safe. If you got a plan B and a plan C and a plan D, that's why you're not successful, because you're not putting 100% of your energy, effort, talents, and brain power into plan A, because you got plan B with some energy, plan C with some energy, and plan D with some. Get rid of those other plans. Go all in on plan A. Make a decision to do it, and you hold on to that decision, and you follow through with it. Burn all of the bridges that keep you safe. The reason why most of you on this phone call are not successful, it's because you play it safe. You would never see someone making the life that you want to live playing it safe. I'm not saying don't invest safely, but the mere fact that you are investing in stocks means you're taking risks, and that's already risky in itself. But if all you want to do is get ready to get ready to get ready to get ready, you're playing it safe, and that is why you are not successful. Burn all the bridges that are keeping you safe. You got a plan B, plan C, plan D. Get rid of that crap. It's not making you look good at all, and it's making people like me avoid you. Number two, believe that you can. If you're going to stay motivated, here's the deal. Most of you are demotivated, not because you cannot, simply because, but because you believe that you cannot. Listen, if you have a negative thought in your mind that you keep repeating over and over, and forget the law of attraction for a second. Let's just talk about how you keep telling yourself what you cannot do, how demotivating that is. And you know what I'm talking about. You wake up in the morning, you wake up happy for a split second, and then you go, God dog it, I got to get back to this job. And at that moment, you doom yourself to live in that particular reality, that particular mood, and that mood manifests itself throughout your entire day. So you only meet people in your day that do not want to work at their job. What if you get one life? Why are you spending your life with somebody you wouldn't be with in the first place? If you only get one life, why are you spending your life at a job you complain about every day? I'll tell you why, because only poor people complain. And the reason why you're poor is because you spend most of your time complaining and not far enough of your time hustling. Stop complaining, start hustling, period. Believe that you can. You need to also take control over whatever you can and stop worrying about what you cannot. Take control over what you can and stop worrying about what you cannot. You need to have the serenity to deal with what you can and drop that crap of the stuff you cannot. You can't stop a hurricane coming through your particular area and blowing your house down or flooding your house, but you can control your reaction to the hurricane. If you're not in the hurricane area, you're in an earthquake area. You cannot control earthquakes, but what you can do is control your reaction to the earthquakes in your life. That means getting some insurance on some things. That means doing preventative measures. And listen, some of the people in your life are hurricanes and earthquakes, and you wondering why you're soaking wet, falling through the ground and shaking and stuff, because some of the people in your life are both hurricanes and both earthquakes and they're volcanoes, and they just slit your throat every single time that you talk to them. Get rid of people who are killing you and stop worrying about things that you cannot control. Number three, and my personal favorite, work your butt off, period, right? I could stop right there. Number three, work your butt off. Once you start seeing the results, it will become an addiction to keep working your butt off. It's like going to the gym. Now, here's why most of you stop working, because you go to the gym and then you go, yes, look at me. You go into your mirror, you go, yes, I'm getting big. And you convince yourself that there was a muscle or your tummy got flat or something like that. You convince yourself of this here. And you're pumped up, and that's a good thing. You see yourself for what you're going to be, and you convince yourself it's happening right now. But you fool around and wake up the next morning, and you tell somebody, I'm working out, and then they tell you, well, I can't tell you working out. Or, girl, you big. Or, boy, you getting big. And the moment that happens, you immediately get discouraged because you can no longer see the result of what you thought you can see. Now, that was about the gym. Let's put that about your real reality and your real life. Sometimes you believe that you can see these results, and that's what you want to be. And as long as you believe that you got those results, it will manifest into your physical reality, but you surround yourself by people who knock those results right out of your mind, and then you stop seeing your dreams with your eyes, and you'd be dumb enough to see your dreams with their eyes. Stop allowing people to put their eyes in your head and look at your dreams. Listen, everybody doesn't have your vision, and everybody won't understand your grind. And stop explaining yourself to everybody. You don't need to explain yourself to people, and poor-minded people will never understand the dreams of a millionaire. Just get over them and leave them alone. Work like there is someone working 24 hours a day to take it from you, because they are. I don't care what you, I don't care if you're a nurse, I don't care if you're a doctor, I don't care if you're trying to build a tech company, I don't care if you're an assistant, I don't care who it is, I don't care if you're a school teacher. You need to understand that somebody is after your job. Somebody wants your spot. Somebody has a kid that has children's diabetes and they got insulin to pay for it, and their why is strong enough than you just need to pay your rent. And they're looking at your job, and they want your job, and they're praying to their Lord or whoever they worship, and they say, this God, universe, whatever, I need this, give this to me, and they're believing that they can have it. They act, they believe, and now they're getting ready to receive your spot because you are lazy. Don't you be the person that loses what you have because somebody else attracted your stuff. Man, oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm doing too much today. You need to understand that you don't want to be the person who is going to lose because your work ethic is sloppy. It's because it's not in the dreaming. It's in the doing. I don't care how much you dream. If you never get out of bed and do it, you will not be successful. Take care of yourself. That's your mind, that's your body, and that's your soul. Would you take care of your, or whatever soul means to you, right? Spirit, consciousness, I don't care. That's not for this phone call. Take care of yourself. You cannot take care of others or take care of your dreams if you're not taking care of yourself. See yourself as the best. Listen, there's nobody doing their job better than you. Now, I'm not saying you know everything, but what you do know, you doggone good at it, and can't nobody tell you what you're not. I want you to think about that first. I want you to think about what you were good at, and you think about that, and I want you to protect it, and I want you to put your skill down on it, and I want you to be Kanye West cocky about it. If you say nobody can do this better than me, as a matter of fact, here is what I want to tell you. Get ready to hashtag this here. Tap into your inner Kanye. You need to be, tap into your inner Kanye. If you need to be Kanye confident, that's it. That's it right there. Be Kanye confident and be the best at what you're going to be. Don't you let nobody talk about you. If you have to be Kanye confident, if you have to do it, if you have to believe it, if you have to see it, nobody can take you. And don't you let nobody take what is yours, because there's always somebody out here like me grinding to take the crown. I'm coming, whether you like it or not. And there's somebody out there like me, worse than me, thinking more. So get off your low self-esteem. Stop being demotivated and be Kanye confident. People get rewarded in public for how they work. They butt off in private, period, point blank. People get rewarded in public for how hard they work their butt off in private. Number four, you have to want to be somebody, and then don't compromise that image of yourself. Please write that down. You have to want to be somebody, and then don't compromise that image of yourself. Whatever your field is, I want you to picture that great person in your field. Picture them. Picture the Will Smith. Picture the Warren Buffett. I don't know what you want to be, but picture that. Hold that image in your head and remove anybody out of your life that won't let you be that image right now. I'm trying to bless you in this moment. Listen, hold the image in your head. Believe that you are already that millionaire. Believe that you are already that lawyer. Believe that you are already that PhD medical doctor. Believe that you are already that bachelor's college graduate. Believe that you are already that real estate agent. Hold that image in your head. And if you have anybody in your life that doesn't like the image that you haven't even become yet, get rid of them. Listen, if they can't handle if they cannot handle your future image of your future self, they can't handle you when you actually get there. If they can't handle your future self-esteem, they cannot handle you when you actually make your future your present reality. Hold the image of your head and don't apologize for having self-esteem and being self-motivated. Number five, believe. That's it, right? That's it. That was super simple. Number five, believe. One word. Hopefully you put an exclamation point. As a matter of fact, if you believe enough, I like Lisa Nichols. Lisa Nichols, wonderful, wonderful lady. She just lost her a whole bunch of weight. You can watch her on YouTube. And she fat as fat. You can go on Facebook. She has a page on live. So shout out to Lisa Nichols. I'm gonna meet you one day because we gonna drink some wine or something together and break sign $2 million contract. Anyway, that had nothing to do with the thing. But I like Lisa Nichols. She has a thing in which she says yes, yes, and then she says on the first yes is you speaking into reality, and then on the second yes is you bringing that down, that power. So I need you to write believe. And I need you to put one explanation point because you heard what I said. And I need for you to put the second explanation point because you refuse to let anybody else stop you from believing. So the first explanation point is for you. And the second explanation point is for your Kanye confidence. Believe. One for you, two for Kanye confidence. There it is. Write it down. You have to believe that something different can happen. Just because you grew up around a drug-infested environment does not mean something different cannot happen. Just because you have low income and bad credit does not mean that something different cannot happen. Just because you scored a 76 on your final exam this year does not mean that something different cannot happen. Just because you stutter right now when you talk publicly does not mean that something different cannot happen. Just because you're going through a divorce does not mean that something different cannot happen. Just because you have no car and you got a bummer ride to work and you lost your job because you don't have a car and people around you are too sorry and too lazy and too money hungry to give you a ride for free, do not stop believing that something different cannot happen. Every single time you hear no, it gets you really much closer to your yes. That's not just a cliche saying. That's not something in network marketing. That's the law of numbers. Every time you hear yourself say, every time somebody tells you no, you say, thank you for my no. You got me one closer to my yes. The word no leads many of us to see it as failure. No comes in different forms. The test you just failed, the interview you didn't lead, the interview you didn't land to get a job, or the person that tells you that you can't. Forget their no's. Let their no's empower you because no has never killed you. Listen to me. Somebody, they've been telling you no for 35 years now. They've been telling you no for 45 years now, and you still here. No has not. I almost said something. Get up. You can get up. No has never killed you. No, listen, I know no hurts. That's okay, but no did not stop your heart from beating. No did not stop your brain from functioning, and no did not take money out your bank account. Get your butt up, because no is one step closer to your yes. Number six, this is the one. Remember, I started off this phone call, and I told you to listen, because I wanted you to catch number six. Number six, don't self-sabotage. I'm going to slow down because I need you to hear number six. Number six, don't self-sabotage. Don't let your success go to your head and don't let your failures go to your heart. Don't let your success go to your head and don't let your failures go to your heart. One more time. Don't let your success go to your head and don't let your failures go to your heart. You're successful now. Be successful. Celebrate that for a moment and recognize somebody like me is coming for your spot, your income, your fame, and your prestige. Get up and work your butt off, because something about successful people, they get complacent and they lose it all because there's somebody right now sleeping in their office. There's somebody right now sleeping in their car with a dream, and they refuse to go back to that hot car again, and they're getting ready to take your job. So don't let your success go to your head, and don't let these failures go to your heart. Just because you failed today does not mean you're worth that failure right now. Man, come on, this phone call is getting good today. Just because you failed today does not mean that your worst is that now. Your failure is not your value. Your failure is not your value. Your failure simply means your plan needs some work. That's all. If you have failed, it doesn't mean you're too sorry to get your dreams. It doesn't mean you're too black to get your dreams. Doesn't mean you're too much of a woman to get your dreams. Doesn't mean that you're a sorry man to get your dreams. It simply means that your plan needs more evaluation. So watch how you talk to yourself. The words you're saying inside of your head are determining your level of motivation. The words you speak to yourself every single day are determining your level of motivation. I can't do this. I can't do that. She won't let me. He won't let me. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it this way. Every time I try, if I don't have any luck, it's only bad luck. Everything you're saying to yourself is determining your level of success and also your level of achievement. You must understand that your success, don't let it go to your head, and your failures, don't let it go to your heart. Your success, don't let it go to your head. Your failures, don't let it go to your heart. Just because you failed today does not mean you've been devalued as well. Your failures simply mean your plan needs work. So watch how you speak to yourself. The only way a king or a queen should speak to themselves is somebody ought to be feeding me grapes. And if you're a king, that's what you are if you're a male. If you are a queen, that's what you are if you are a queen, right? If you are a woman, everybody on this phone call, you're either a king or a queen. And kings and queens get fed grapes. And if you woke up this morning and ain't nobody feeding you no grapes, get your butt up and work hard until they feed you grapes. Man, I'm crumb tonight. If they do not feed you grapes, then you need to get your butt up until they feed you grapes. Watch your character, because when they do feed you grapes, say, no, baby, you ain't got to do that for me. I came here to feed you grapes. That's some other kind of stuff, but that ain't this phone call. We'll get to humbleness on another phone call. You need to get on your Kanye West confidence, and you need to say, somebody needs to be feeding me grapes. What does that mean for you? Somebody needs to be buying this house for me. I'm a real estate agent. I have not sold my house this month. Somebody owes it to me to buy a house for me. I'm writing this book, and these letters ain't popping up on this paper the way it's supposed to. This paper will bend and submit to me. This paper will give me my way. If you didn't wake up this morning and life didn't feed you grapes, get your butt up until life feeds you grapes, period, point blank. Celebrate your accomplishments and make life feed you grapes. There's a story I want to tell at this particular moment in self-sabotage. When I was in the United States Army, I joined the United States Army August 2nd, 2000, as an enlisted. I joined as a PV1 or a private one or E1, and I went to Fort Leonard, Missouri. This is a true story. And when we got to Fort Leonard, Missouri, in the United States Army, there are three phases. The red phase, which is called the soldierization process, which means they literally knock the civilian out of you and they make you a soldier. So it's really hard. The white phase of the process is the weapons process. Okay, we won't worry about the blue phase. It's not important for this phone call. But the weapons phase is when you learn how to shoot weapons, throw grenades, and we did a 25K ruck march. That's the big backpack that people wear if they're not military. And we marched to the gunfight, well, it's not a gunfight, the firing range, and we hear this boom, boom. And like in English, in American terms, 2 miles away, we hear these grenades going off. We don't know what they are. When we get up to them, it's this huge drill sergeant when we get up there. And he says to us, listen, we're getting ready to throw live grenades. You get two of them. You get two live grenades. and there was a 6-foot wall, and it was shaped like the letter C, and the hump of the C went out towards you, not in towards your chest, but out towards the back of the wall or where your eyes would see, so you can walk into this C. It was 6 feet tall. That means if you were 4 feet tall, all you had to do was throw the grenade over the wall, and then if you messed up, then you would duck behind the wall, and the shrapnel from the grenade would hit the brick wall. If you messed up and dropped the grenade inside the wall, then you would jump over the wall, and the shrapnel would get inside that wall. And the drill sergeant said words that I would never forget in my life. He said, listen, I am not a superhero. If you mess up this grenade throwing, I will make one attempt to save your life. If when I reach for you, you don't grab for me, you are dead. And listen, there's two things I want to point out to you right there. He said, I'm going to make one attempt to save your life. That means that some people in your life, you spending far too much time trying to save them. Either they get hit with the grenade, or both of y'all get hit with the grenade, and one of us got to go home, and I'm choosing me before I ever choose you. Let me kill you with your self-sabotaging ways. Now, he says, when I reach for you, if you don't grab for me, you will die. Let's see if I can make this make a little sense. When you reach, that's me using some muscles from my shoulders to my triceps, and that's just about it. But when you grab, that means you have to use a whole lot more effort to grab me as I'm simply being kind enough to reach out for you. And the people in your life, if you are working harder than them to save them, you need to let them go and let them blow up, because some people in your life are simply self-sabotagers, and they are taking them down. They're taking you down with them. Don't you ever in your life be mad at a grenade for acting like a grenade. A grenade is meant to do one thing, blow the hell up and blow up stuff around you. Listen to what I said. A grenade is meant to do one thing, blow the hell up, and the shrapnel is supposed to kill anything in the blast radius. People in your life, some of them are only meant to blow up. You may be far enough from their blast, but their shrapnel will kill you if you're close enough. Don't you be around people whose only purpose in life is to blow the hell up. And I'm not talking about with some Kanye West confidence. I'm talking about destructively. Number 7, turn lead into gold. Turn lead into gold. You can create whatever you want to create. As long as your mind exists, your mind is powerful enough to take thoughts and make those actual thoughts seen into this reality. You don't get to disagree with this. I don't care what you feel. I don't care how you feel about Pastor Joel Osteen. Hopefully you like him, because I like him a whole lot, but that's not my business. Here's the deal. He spends a lot of time thinking about happiness and the law of attraction, whether you know it or not. I don't care about how you feel about Oprah when she talks about the law of attraction. I don't care about how you feel when you hear about seminar speakers telling you about how thoughts become things and you got to feel good. Look, that crap is true. Whether you like it or not, that is physics. And you don't get to deny science. Now listen, you can deny all, you can be religious all you want to. You can be scientific. You can be atheist. You can be whatever. If you feel good about yourself, people around you will feel good. If you believe you can have something, you can have that thing, because your thoughts will always and permanently become things. So get off your duff and learn that you can turn lead into gold. What does that mean? You got a felony right now. That's okay. Don't worry about your felony. You can turn your felony into gold. Just because you can't get a job does not mean you cannot create a job. Just because you didn't do well in school, that's okay. School is one particular IQ. People who do well in school don't often do well in the real world. Just the school IQ does not translate into dollars in your bank account. Just because you failed the test doesn't mean you won't fail in investments. You can turn lead into gold. be with positive people as much as possible. Listen, guys, the people in your life, the people in your life will determine the level in which your life will reach. The people in your life will determine the level in which your life will reach. You want to be motivated? You get around positive people. I promise you, if anybody on this phone call is demotivated, if anybody who's listening to this podcast in the future is demotivated, you are only demotivated because you're too arrogant to stop getting out of your head and you won't get around the people that'll help you be successful. You got good friends around you and you have them and they want to help you, but you're too busy putting, repeating in your mind the reality you don't want, and you're getting pissed off because you're getting the reality that you don't want. If it's in your head and you don't want it, it's going to be in your reality and you won't like it. In life, listen, you're either building a life that you desire or you're building a life you wish you can run from. You're either building the life that you desire or you're building the life that you wish you could run from. Make a plan, build a support team, and remind yourself that you are already a winner and rehearse your victories. Get inside your head right now and remind yourself that you are a bad mamma jamma. You a bad motor scooter. You remind yourself that you a Kanye confident. I hope somebody show hashtag that. That makes me feel good. You remind yourself that you a Kanye confident. And you know that you are a winner. Because let me tell you what you cannot do to a winner. You would never be able in life to convince a winner that they are a loser. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. You would never be able to give a winner a losing pathology. Ever. You would never be able to give a winner a losing pathology. But what you can do is you can give a loser a winner pathology if you put them in the right environment with the right teaching, with the right people, and the right skill set and the right talent. You would never be able to convince a winner to be a loser, but you can convince a loser to be a winner. If you're honest about your life and if you're losing, that's okay. Your life is changing as a result of this phone call. Number 8, don't chase money. Boom, I just shattered most of your realities. Don't chase money. When you do things for money, you will make bad choices. Listen to me. You will marry the wrong people because of money. You will pick the wrong job because of money. It may be the right employer, but it's the wrong position from you. Watch this here. You'll join the wrong church because of money. Whew. You'll join the wrong church, not because you're getting money, but simply because your job says, well, this is what I'm going to pay you. And you say, well, this church is doing well. Listen, just because the church has 40,000 members and 50,000 members doesn't mean it's doing well. And just because it has 50,000 members doesn't mean it's doing bad. You don't let money be your motivating theory or motivating motivational factor. Money should never be what decides. If you could do it for free because money was no option, what would you do? Go find that and go do more of that. Don't chase money because you will never make good decisions simply letting money be your number one motivation. Number 9, be unrealistic. Be unrealistic. To be realistic is to also be average. To be realistic is to also be average. There is nothing wrong with being average if that's what you desire to be. But if you want to be remembered, stop being realistic. It's realistic that you are to fail. You know why? Because life is set up for you to fail. When they set those board exams, are not meant for you to pass so they can let a dummy be somebody with a surgical tube doing brain surgery. Those board certified tests are meant to weed out people with no work ethic and have the people left who have a work ethic. Life is put here to weed out people who do not want success. Listen, the reason why most of you cannot travel down the road to success, because the road to success is built to weed unsuccessful people off of that road. Listen, everybody will find their way to the road to success, but everybody won't be able to stay on it for more than a mile. The road to success is meant to dismiss average people. It's meant to dismiss people with low self-esteem. The road to success is, listen to me, the road to success is meant to get rid of people who have no goals. The road to success is meant to get rid of people who have not written down their plans. The road to success is meant to get rid of people who married the wrong person. The road to success is meant to get rid of people who have poor character. The road to success is actively and it's alive and it's actively pursuing the people who deserve to be there and kicking away the people who do not deserve to be there. Don't get mad at the road of success. If you're having a hard time on the road of success, something's wrong with on the inside of you. Make yourself qualified to be on the road of success, and nobody will ever be able to take you off. Number 10, and finally number 10, and we're going to do a whole episode about number 10, but I'll touch it here briefly. Fear is not real. Fear is not real. Fear is a product of your imagination. It can only exist in your thoughts of the future that you do not want. Most things that you fear never come to pass. Fear is a choice. Listen, I'm going to repeat this a few times, but I need you to write this down. If you've never written anything else down, write this down. Fear is not real. Fear is a product of your imagination. It can only exist in your thought of the future that you do not want. Most things that you fear never come to pass. Fear is a choice. One more time. Fear is a product of your imagination. It can only exist in your thoughts of the future that you do not want. Most things we fear never come to pass. Fear is a choice. Listen to me. I'm about to tell you two things, and then I'm going to give you an illustration that we're going to end this with. Two things I want to tell you, and I'm going to give you an illustration. Fear is not real. Fear, if I had to put down fear in a different way, I would say it this way. Fear is the hypothetical thoughts you are holding in your head about the hypothetical reality that has not even occurred yet. Most of you are paralyzed in fear. You're worried about a reality that has not happened, that probably won't happen, but you're letting what does not exist affect your present. Listen to me, please, 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 please. Fear is you worried about the hypothetical reality that has not occurred yet, and you're allowing it to dictate how you behave in the present. I want to go back to school, but if I go back to school, I don't know how I'm going to have a babysitter for my son. He just got born. Now, what you just did, you just stated to the universe what you want. And then you talk yourself out of it the moment you stated it. Therefore, it cannot happen. You're worried about the reality of how your son, 2 years from now, will not be able to have a babysitter. Who's to say that you won't have enough money for a babysitter? Who's to say your professors won't be so cool they won't let your son into class? Whatever it is, you would never get to that school that you want to go back to because you're worried about daycare in a year that doesn't even exist yet. Listen, it's 2016. This is 2016. And you worried about daycare in 2017? That don't make no sense. So you want that 2017 affect how you behave in 2016? Stop it. Stop saying what you want to do and then immediately talk yourself out of what you're saying you want to do. Fear is the hypothetical thoughts you're keeping into your head that you're making your reality handle and respect and obey right now. Most of you are in relationships, and you love in that relationship in fear. You're controlling because you fear your relationship partner is going to cheat on you. You're controlling because you fear that your relationship partner is going to be better than you and then turn around and look at you and realize you for who you really are. And so what do? You fear, and then you stop your relationship from growing because you're in fear, so you control the reality that has not occurred yet. Most of you have a fear relationship with money. You fear money. How you feel about money, you fear it. And you never get the money that you actually deserve, or you never get to keep the money that you actually earn, because you fear you'll never have enough money, or you fear it'll always go away. And fear does not exist, but since you think it'll go away, in your present reality, you behave in a manner in which it will go away. And here's the sad part. Most of, matter of fact, all of you, if you're unmotivated, if you're not living your dream, and you have children, you're teaching your children fear. Period. You're teaching your children fear. How? Money don't grow on trees. You just told your child that money is not in abundance. Bull. The United States government prints out money with no provocation. The United States, we don't even have a gold standard anymore. Listen, you guys just went through a recession. And listen, let me give you some signs about the recession. Money didn't disappear. Money did not. Some people were still getting rich while you was getting broke, while you was choosing between your car insurance and your health insurance and your gas money. They were exchanging billion-dollar deals at a time. Exxon ain't never went broke during your recession. Money didn't stop existing. And so since money didn't stop existing, and since money is in abundance, and since they could print $1 billion a day if they want to, stop teaching your kids that money is scarce. Because that's not existing. That's not a reality. That's just how you feel about money, and you're passing that thought process to your kids. Don't you ever tell your children again that money doesn't exist. Don't you ever tell your children what they can't be again. That's you fearing one day they're going to be hurt. And so you fed your fear on to them. Finally, my assistant, well, she doesn't know I'm going to tell the story, but I am, and I know she's on this phone call. My assistant is deathly afraid of dogs. And one day, we were in, well, she was coming to meet me, and we had a nice little business deal to do and stuff like that, and there was this dog by her car. And so I coached her to going from her house to the car. Now, see, before she called me, she had 30 minutes that she was looking at this. She was frozen in fear, looking at this dog. And she did not, I could hear my phone going off, so I know she's going off on me, right? She's looking at this dog in fear. So I said her name, and I said, listen, get out there and get ready. Stay on the phone with me and get your keys. Yeah, and she picked up like a baseball bat just in case the dog. It was like a pit bull, so it wasn't like no poodle. I don't want you guys to think it was a poodle. It was a dog that could have ripped her completely apart, right? So she gets out and I said, listen, how's your car parked? She somehow is parked. And I said, well, listen, you don't go to the driver's side door because your car's not parked that way. Just go through the passenger door and then jump in. And she said, and I said, well, get your keys ready. She said, I got keyless entry. I said, okay, I forgot. Good, good. And so she gets in there, and I say, now stay on the phone with me. Now, the whole time, I'm thinking she's in the house. And she's mad at me, and she runs out, and I'm like, hey, you put the phone down. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I'm worried about her. She's in the car. The dog never came attacked her. She's in the car. And then she takes a huge sigh of relief, and then she goes, oh, my God, I just need a moment. And then for 4 minutes, she sat there. She couldn't drive because fear had locked her up. Fear had locked her up. Now, here's the deal. She made it. First, fear stopped her 30 minutes from getting to her car to go do some business, number one. Then fear, after she achieved her desired results, fear did not let her celebrate it, because she was still worried about what could have happened. Now, my assistant is a boss. She does very well. She has no need for a job. She is retired, and she retired in her 20s. So don't get it twisted. Here's what I do want you to understand. All of us fear fear, and we let it hit us. Your job is to move from your fears and move against your fears. That dog killed her in her head. It was a hypothetical situation in which that dog ravaged her and ripped off her leg and bit at her throat and did all these things. And I'm not saying that the reality or the possibility of that happening was not real, but it never happened. And most of you are living your life frozen in fear because you're never doing what life wants you to do. Because you are sitting here not achieving your goals because of the hypothetical situation that lies within your head. And for that reason, you never move forward. If you are demotivated, you're in fear. And if you're in fear, you're in poverty. And if you are in poverty, you're pretty close to disease. And if you're pretty close to disease, you're pretty unhappy. And if you're unhappy, what's the point of living life? Your job is to move past your fears and enjoy your life. I can't tell you how to do it. I can't tell you where to do it. I can't tell you when to do it. But fear is not real. Fear is a product of our imagination. It can only exist in our thoughts of the future that we do not want. Most things we fear never come to pass. Fear is a choice. Fear is not real. Fear is a product of our imagination. It can only exist in the thoughts of our future that we do not want. Most things we fear never come to pass. Fear is simply a choice. If you want to hear more about that, if you want to know more about that, you need to stop living fear because fear is killing you. Fear will never do right by you. Fear will never jump inside your bank account, and fear will never make you successful. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. I don't know who you are, but I'm grateful that you're on this phone call. I cannot tell you what to do with your life. I could simply coach you into a better quality of the life in which you desire. I don't know where you are. I don't know who you are. I don't know how you are. I know I have a podcast, Brick by Brick, that you can get more of this information on. But regardless of where you are, regardless of who you are, live your life, love your life. And if you don't love it, fine. If you do love it, great. But wherever you are, you can simply plant better. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. Share this podcast. Have more people on next week. Thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it. Do it. See it. And then give it back to others. Brick by brick.